Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mode Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Le Christopher Ramsey.
Le Christopher Ramsey. Hello, bonjour to Le Christopher Ramsey
bonjour.
And Le Rosie Ramsey. You sound very, very happy today. Literally, yeah, hello, had a smile in it. Honestly, guys listening, and do you know what I mean when you can tell when someone's smiling when they speak? You smiled your way through that little hello.
It's just amazing what not having a BBC show looming over your head does to your mental health, Chris. I'm not going to lie. I'm really happy. I'm just going to hang on. I'm just going to hide my phone on the floor.
You're going to hide your phone on the floor. Hide your phone on the floor. On silent, out of the way. No one can bother with it. Just sit down for the podcast. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I feel good.
Right. Okay, which means the I'm due on period of the month must be on the horizon somewhere.
It's coming soon, but I have started taking the Agonist Casters again, so it might not be as bad. Although I do think it takes a few months to kick in, but then again, I haven't took it for over a year. So
What is Agonist Casters?
So,
is it a herbal thing?
It's herbal.
Because it sounds like a cactus.
I don't think it's got anything to do with cactuses.
I feel like it has because you're very prickly when you haven't had it.
Oh God! Yeah. You the fact you didn't even correct me on the because cactuses
lads.
Tells that you wanted to get that joke in.
Yeah, I just thought of it now. I mean, can't all be gold. They can't all be gold.
No, they can't. No, genuine hand on heart. I put on my Instagram before. I would thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. It just mellows you out.
Got you.
You can get it from Holland and Barrett. I've got mine currently. The tablets from Boots.
Yeah.
And you can get the tincture, which is a bit more powerful. But
just going to take this moment to say we are not qualified in any way to hand out medical advice for anything like that.
No.
Consult your doctor. Don't just fucking go and take something because Rosie said take it.
Yeah, please don't, because there is side effects. Look it all up. Makes you quite fertile, I think. That's why I stopped taking it.
You get them in the fucking bin.
Hurry
now.
Hurry up and get your little knob chopped, would you? I'm sick of this. Kelly's... husband Nick's
how
got it done.
Oh, that was it. Your mate. Yeah, you brought your mate around the other night, like some kind of intervention to tell us how fucking her husband's had the snip and he thinks it's great.
Hurry up.
God, he wasn't there though, was he? Wasn't there though. Didn't see him. Because he probably died.
That's
what you want. Yeah, you're trying to get rid of his arm onto you. I'm onto you. So, yeah.
Just hurry up, please, because it's getting... You've only got a small window before something comes up and you end up back on... Yeah, you've only got a really small knob. It won't take them long.
They need to get the really, really tiny little... Do you know like when you see people like doing little sculptures where they put like sunglasses or something on a fly and they're doing it like with a mic or them guys who like carve little scenes in grains of rice and that or in the eye of a needle? Get them. Get them in for my snip. Get the smallest... Go on, just a tiny little paper cut.
I've seen them little videos where they cook like tiny little bits of food. Have you seen them before?
I saw someone do a biscuit. Lush. It was a biscuit and then they iced it so it looked like a frying pan and then they put loads of like eggs and stuff in with the icing and stuff and so it basically looked like a frying pan full of a full English breakfast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's fucking great.
I love stuff like that. Britney Spears shares them all the time on Instagram.
Britney Spears
just shares videos of like hamsters in the little houses and that.
Okay.
So it's quite enjoyable.
Good. Well.
She got married recently. Congrats, Britney.
Good for her. Glad she's using her freedom well. Bless her. Horrible that.
I know.
So guys, it's episode 175. Thank you so much for listening and coming back and welcome if you just joined. And without any further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... golf.
Oh.
Hey.
What?
Do you enjoy being shite at something? Why don't you take yourself up some golf? Want to have a sport? Want to play a sport where an old man who can barely walk will literally hand you your arse? Golf. Sound good? Yeah, good. You up for it? Good. How long does it take? About 90 minutes? No, fucking hours, mate.
Full day.
Hours, nearly a full day. Madness. And to be fair, there's probably only about 10 days of the year in England where you can play it, where it's not pissing down or windy or cold as fuck, and it doesn't feel like some kind of endurance test.
Yeah.
So golf.
Very selfish hobby, isn't it?
Selfish hobby, absolutely pointless. Looking forward to getting back into it.
Is this because you've been in the driving range?
Rosie, I'm a golf guy now.
Oh, don't be a golf guy.
I'm a golf guy now. There's nothing, you know.
I've told you my ex was a golf guy. Yeah, bored the living shit out of us.
Yeah, again, and we've talked about this before. You went fucking fishing with your ex and just sat in the tent like a good dog. And then you went bloody to the driving range with your ex and you just sat at the
fucking
bench.
I had a turn. I quite enjoyed that.
I had a turn, yeah. So, but you don't have to come with me. I'm basically now just choosing stuff. Now I'm going to have a bit of time off. Now I've got a bit of time off, right? Not going to tour for a while and stuff. I'm gonna be a golf guy. I'm going to take up some golf.
Honestly,
I'm terrible at it.
I'd give it a month.
Yeah.
I give it a month. Oh. You are not, if you're not good at something straight away,
I give up immediately.
You will not keep doing that.
I often say it. If my first stand-up gig was like a really bad crowd and they didn't laugh, I wouldn't be here now. I would not be doing stand-up.
What would you think you'd be doing if you weren't a stand-up comedian?
Have I not told you what I nearly did?
No.
Have I not told you this?
What? No, I don't know.
We'll talk about it after this because I feel it, because we're gonna get the
Should
intro.
We do the
in.
Jungle.
We'll get the jingle, yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, now that I've said I'm gonna have a bit of time off to play golf and stuff, my tour's over now. Massive thanks to everyone who came.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's all I want to say. I've got no more tickets to flog. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank God for that. Stop talking about these bloody gigs.
Gigs.
Right. Here's the jungle.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, welcome back. We're just all of us obviously on the edge of our seats. Waiting
honestly, here. Guys, I know you skipped that. No one heard that jingle. It's going to be a massive anticlimax if I've already told you this.
Okay.
But obviously when I used to do like a bit of amateur boxing and that, and fancy myself as a bit of a fit guy. You know, I could do like, at one point I could run a 6 minute mile.
Great. Don't know what that means. Didn't know how long a marathon was.
It's what they do in the army. But right. I filled out the forms, didn't hand them in, to be in the Royal Marines.
Shut up.
Have I not told you this?
No.
You've never ever
told me that.
Wow. I filled out the forms to be, because I had GCSEs. I think, did I have an A-level? No, I had GCSEs. I didn't have A-levels at the time. I had GCSEs. And if you had like high GCSEs, I think you could apply to be an officer straight away. And I was like, the officer course. And I filled them in. Thank fuck I didn't hand them in, because that I could not have hacked it. I don't know who I was kidding.
There's part of me. I mean, yeah, absolutely not. You'd have been there 6 months.
I'd have been there a day. I'd have been there a day and I would have phoned my mum crying and my mum would have came and picked us up. I'm not that guy.
There's just a huge part of me though that kind of wishes that you've done it so I could just say, he's a Marine!
What's that?
Greece.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. Never
Do
seen
it for
Greece.
Our country.
No, no, no.
The red,
no,
white,
come on. No, no.
And the blue.
Come on, come on. That's enough. But yeah, it would have been a nightmare. It would have been the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
I would have literally got there and I'd have been like, is this the food? This isn't nice. You've got mayonnaise. Someone would have fucking
punched me in.
You've
got to make your bed for a start.
Oh. I dig in there, didn't you?
What do you think I would have been?
Oh, dinner lady. Lollipop lady, dinner lady.
It's too far part time. I'd have been skint.
Chip shop. I work in a chip shop.
No, my friend worked in a chip shop and her hair stunk all the time. I couldn't handle that. No, to be fair, she had big afro hair.
Yeah.
Mariam, yeah. She was my best friend growing up. And in the summer holidays, our uncle owned a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
And she used to work there. And obviously, because she had such big hair, she didn't wash it all the time, obviously, because it would just take ages. She fucking stunk. Honestly, every day I was like, Mariam, we had a sleepover.
Yeah, but I know you, though, so you'd been like sucking her hair and that, because you love chips and that.
Well,
you'd
no,
like,
I think we had a sleepover at one point.
She woke up and you were sucking her hair?
No, she was sat and she was laying next to me on the pillow, and I was like, I can't sleep here.
Wow.
I was like, you'd smell like a fucking...
A deep-fat fryer.
Deep-fat fryer. It was really bad. It was so bad. And she admitted it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I couldn't have done that. I could happily work in like the, you know, in a school when you're not the dinner lady, because that's, That's having to look after children without the payment of it.
Well, I'm probably 99% sure identities get paid.
Yeah, of course they do. They get the hard shift. The playground shift. You shitting me?
Yeah, they're horrible.
I've worked in schools. They're just bloody all over the place.
Carnage at dinner times.
I'm all right for that.
An hour of free time?
Absolutely.
You're joking
not.
Me.
No, yeah. No, thank you. Although I would have been like the dinner lady who looked after me, who used to have, I told you about the dinner lady who'd tut it all the time.
No.
When you hadn't eaten your carrots, you'd look at you, she'd go, Rosie, carrots. Like that.
I refuse to believe you hadn't eaten your carrots.
I know. Well, it might have been something else. I don't know. Because I do
else.
Like carrots. Yeah. But it would be
Rosie, stop eating everyone else's carrots.
Did you ever get seconds at school?
God fucking God, no. Rosie, I was pathetic. So I hated school dinners. I wouldn't eat them.
Oh,
I used to take a packed lunch.
Oh, cool. Of course you were a packed lunch kid.
Ask us what was in me packed lunch.
Oh, something like, I bet you had a trio.
I definitely had trios, like,
or a posh club.
Trio and like...
what was your sandwich? Jam sandwich?
Bread and butter.
Oh, what?
That was pathetic.
Not a bit of protein.
No. Bread and butter.
Right, what was
honestly,
it? Bread and butter, pack of crisps.
Pack of crisps, sometimes a cheese string, a trio, bread and butter.
And a sunny delight.
No, a Capri Sun or a little... Or no, it's a Cartner Ribena. It's a Cartner Ribena.
What?
Oh, aye.
Crazy. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nah.
I remember all my other mates had all kinds of fucking stuff coming out. That's proper sandwiches, you know, getting nutrients and stuff in them. Bits of fruit. I remember one lad brought a pepperami in one day. No one knew what was going on.
Oh, wow.
Carnage.
We weren't allowed to go and pack lunch. I the amount of times that I begged to go and pack lunch.
Really?
Absolutely. My mum was like, absolutely not. think I'm bloody making lunches every day for you little twats. No way. I used to cry. Please. But mine would have been a shit packed lunch. There'd have definitely been a bit of fruit in there and that.
Yeah. Well, no, not for a good one, though, compared to mine. Mine was good for, like, but honestly, I can't believe I'm still alive. I used to live on, like, Goodfellas pizzas, potato waffles, turkey jettas. Didn't even like turkey dinosaurs, turkey jettas, because they were, like, drier. And less,
they were amazing, to be
fair. Yeah, but I had, like, less sort of, I don't know, they were, like, less meaty than turkey dinosaurs.
Right.
God knows how much was in there. But, yeah. I was the bad, bad eater. But my mum told you she used to fucking sieve me bolognese sauce.
Horrific.
I used to have spaghetti with fucking red water on it.
But the thing is, though, why didn't you just, leave it till you get hungry?
Yeah.
Because if you were starving, you will eat.
She tried everything. She tried everything.
Did you see what Robin ate the other night? I made like mince with carrot, with sweet corn and peas.
Yeah.
And to be fair, he will eat mint and he'd eat sweet corn and he'd eat peas, but separately.
Yeah,
them all together. I'd made it for Rafe, like a batch thing. And I hired him on his plate with some pasta and cheese and he ate the full thing because he was clamming. And I was like, he would never have ate that in a million years.
Right, okay.
But because he was starving. And I think that's what your mum needed to do.
Honestly, I don't think it would have worked. I was determined. I was
stuck. Oh, no, I'm talking. I'd have left you for 3 fucking days.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
No. No, I would.
Oh, my God.
You cut bread and butter every day, did you have that?
Oh, aye. Bread and butter. Yeah. And my mate, who was even worse than me, I'm not going to name him a shaman, but if he listens, he knows who he is. He used to come to my house and stay on a Saturday night, and then the next morning I would have, like, toast or something, bread and butter or toast or whatever. He would have just a warm stotty.
Oh, wow.
So a stotty is obviously just like a bread bun. Yeah. I can't be asked again what a stotty is. Google it. It's like a round flat bread bun if you're not from the northeast. And he just used to have a quarter of a stotty put in the microwave for sort of 10 seconds so it was warm and he just used to eat it.
And you were the most waif thin lads. I know exactly who you're talking about.
I can't, honestly,
could have snapped
yous
in half.
I literally can't believe I actually shat. I can't believe I could physically shit. I can't believe I just wasn't sitting on the toilet every day just like screaming, just stodge.
But that
and
is so
I didn't
bad.
Drink water. Terrible.
But your mum and dad eat so healthy.
Yeah. They couldn't get me to.
Nah, they never tried hard enough.
Right, so they bowled over about stuff. Sorry, they folded about stuff like that. Like they'd eaten, they just wouldn't try it. They just gave in. But certain things, you know what I was thinking about the other day? Can you remember them magazines where it would come? I don't see as I still watch kids' telly with Robin and stuff, and I don't see as many of these adverts. Can you remember every other fucking minute on when we were kids, there was an advert on for a magazine where you could build something.
But you had to get it every month.
Yeah, so it was like, oh, build, build a human body.
Yeah.
First sort of issue, 99 pence.
Yeah.
And you got it, and you were like, yeah. And the next, you went to the shop the next time to get the next one, and the next issue was like $4.99.
Yes.
And your mum was
Highfield
like,
Chops used
fuck
to do them loads.
That.
Yeah.
Do you know how many first issues I had of stuff? with the first
exactly
bit.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
I got how my body works, right? So I got like the little plinth to stand the thing on and out to put all the body parts in. And then it was like, she got us like two or three of them. She was like, fuck this. And I just, so many of them. Mm-hmm. I got the third, like car, build a car, like the wheels and the bit. And then it was like, you know, get the next one. It's gone up. One of them, called Bugs, I think it was.
Yes!
And it was all about insects and stuff.
Yeah.
I did the full lot. I built a glow-in-the-dark, like, exoskeleton of a tarantula.
Uh-huh.
And every week, my mum was like, when is this going to end? Because it was like fucking £3-4 a pop.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
God.
Or a month, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, on the final one, I had, like, my mum was like, it must be finished. So I was like, it's not finished. I need to get the final bit. The final episode, issue, was, like, the little bit at the back of the spider's arse where the sort of silk comes out, where the web comes out.
Yeah.
And then four bits for the next thing you had to build. She was like, fuck this.
Not a chance.
Immediately
stopped. I love them. Love them. I don't know if I ever had one though.
Nah, I doubt you would have.
Nah, there's three of them, man. You kind of, you know, one gets one, everyone else has got to get one.
Yeah.
I do. I went a bit mad at one point with Filofaxes. I'm not going to lie.
I went a bit mad. What are you talking about?
Just because.
I went
like,
a bit mad with Filofaxes.
Well, because when you bought a Filofax.
Filofax addict. Just, no. Welcome to Filofaxes Anonymous. I'm Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
FFA. No, because once you bought the actual.
At one point. I had 12 Filofaxes.
And nowhere to go.
I'm so brave, Rosie. There was nothing in them. The diary part I left bare.
I didn't even have a job.
Fucking hell. The contacts page, I didn't have anyone's phone number in it.
I had phone numbers.
You're so brave, Rosie.
I had phone numbers. No, because you could buy loads of different parts. So you could buy like the sticker section and then the loads of like the address part. So because when you bought a Filofax, it was pretty bare.
Yeah.
The actual bones of it. The crux of the Filofax was a bit shit.
So how,
and you had to buy all the other bits.
How many years now have you been clean and sober from Filofaxes?
It's been honestly about 18 years.
That's great.
Thank you.
Absolutely great work. See you guys. Guys, I hope Rosie's story is inspired.
No, honestly, if
there.
I can do it, anyone can. So I think we might have another singer in the family.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Don't wanna tempt fate.
Which one? One of those two boys do I have to go and bollock?
Rafe does like singing, but Robin. Right. He's been making up some little songs.
Right.
So we told yous last week, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was it last week or the week before?
His nickname for Rafe.
His nickname for Rafe, Chubby McGuts.
Chubby McGuts.
Yeah, he has made a song about it.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, always.
Okay.
When was this?
This was when you were putting Rafe to bed
right.
The other night. We were downstairs in the kitchen singing.
This was when I had to stamp on the fucking floor because I was taking the baby to bed and you and Robin were having some kind of concert downstairs. I didn't know you'd heard me stamping on the floor.
Yeah, fully blown.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awful. It was really passive aggressive.
What else am I supposed to do? I'm nodding off with my child, singing some songs. Rafe's nodding off. I'm trying to wind him and I had to literally stand up, right, and just fucking stamp on the floor as loud as I could. I think I'm a man upstairs. Is trying to put his bane to bed under absolute stress.
Well, anyway, do you want to hear this song?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is Chubby McGuts by Robin Ramsey, age 6. Right, hang on.
Oh, Rafe, you are my brother. You're smelly and you're welly and you're chubby. Come see the smelly, melly, chubby and the well, well boy. Brother Rafe, and then my sermon, then his surname for me is Chubby McGuts. Yeah, he my brother, super sunny. Yeah, Chubby McGuts. Yeah,
wow,
Chubby McGuts. Yeah, I enjoy that.
That for the way, if you are my brother, is that what's that song?
Oh, is it Timber?
It sounds a bit like Timber, or that other one.
Oh,
you're gonna, what's the one where you're gonna die?
It's Timber.
Is it?
I'm saying yeah, I'm yelling Timber.
I don't know what it was, but it sounded. No, what's the one? You will leave one day. You leave this world, be so live a life. You will
remember.
I think it was that.
Oh da 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 da. My brother told me to do do.
Right, okay, so he's obviously heard that with his brother in it.
There's me thinking he's absolutely.
Well, he's made it up. It's
amazing.
It's a cover.
Copyright is bloody.
But he's changed the lyrics. Jesus.
Well, I thought he made it. All
right, get the lawyers on the phone. Let's get him locked up.
He's also, he sang a little song about you and I.
About, oh, fucking hell. Okay.
Well, it's separate. So, sorry about this, guys. If you feel free to skip the next 2 minutes because this
you don't
is just,
have kids.
It's just our child singing. But you, this is about me.
Right.
And it's just, it's always just off the cuff. It, this was actually a little bit of role play because I ended up, like joining in.
You joined in a song about you. That's you all over, that is.
Yeah.
Fucking classic.
I was just quite impressed. Great. So this is about me. So here we go.
My man, she's super duper duper angry.
Rude.
Nice.
Yeah, she's super angry when she tells her people, you're like, ah! And then you're like, boop. Bro, I'm going up to my bedroom. Oh no. Oh, I'll just watch some telly. Yeah. Oh no, she's coming upstairs right now. She's a grandma, yeah.
She's a grandma.
Excuse me. Get to your bedroom. No.
Wow.
Christopher. No.
Scott. Just got Christ. A bit dramatic.
He's nailed it, to be fair. He's got all he's got all your character traits.
What do you mean?
Loud,
angry,
shouting, telling people to stop it and go to bed. Yeah.
Do you want to hear yours?
I don't know. Is it as cutting as yours? Is it better?
I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, right, ready?
Right.
Talk like blah, blah, blah. He's angry and he's smelly. That's what he does. He has a poo. And then you go in. Then you're like, run out super quick. That's the same with my man.
Fucking hypocrite.
Right,
okay, yeah, he's just filling now.
Talk about his silly bike.
Hey!
Silly bike is like a stupid boy. He's so bad. And his bike, I zoom ahead.
That is slander.
Nobody wants you on the road, Ramsey.
What the fuck? Jesus. Apologies to everyone who had to listen to that. That is slander. He's a hypocrite, by the way, because his shits are like builder shits.
Oh, I know, it's
I've had enough of this.
Isn't it?
He sits and fucking nests on them for about 45 minutes.
I know, horrendous.
Oh, God.
Horrendous. So, there we go.
That was not nice when you told him to join in about the bike. That's not
what?
Nice.
What?
I take him on bike rides and everything.
Helping his creativity.
Honestly, Zoom's ahead of me. You fucking, I'll be leaving him halfway around the bike track next time. What do you think he is? Tosser.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I was pure Sandra the other day and I haven't told you about it yet.
Right.
You know how she just likes to slam her little slams.
Well, I mean, the pair you do, because let's not forget, less than an hour ago, I came downstairs in a new shirt that I bought and I asked you both how it looked. And you just both sat in silence and stared at us for about, honestly, it felt like about 10 minutes. Must have been about 30 seconds, but it was still quite a while.
Yeah.
When you put a brand new shirt on that you think you look good in. So, yeah, that's going back to the shop.
No, it was awful. Sorry. I know, like...
No, yeah.
It wasn't great. I'm not going to lie to you, am I?
It's just the way you said it, really. But okay, carry on.
I was at my mum's the other day, and these were her exact words.
Right.
I was out yesterday with Jan, went to Charaz, charity shops.
Charity shops.
Bought a pair of shorts.
Uh-huh.
They're absolutely massive. They'll probably fit you. Exact words. They're absolutely massive. They'll probably fit you.
Wow.
Sandra. Jellyfish.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah,
so that was it. Nice.
That's fantastic.
That was great for me. Self-esteem. I did bring them home annoyingly, but I haven't tried them on because I kind of don't want them to fit.
You know they'll fit.
No, they might not. That's a sad thing. It's the worst thing in the world is having a mother that's thinner than you.
And the mother-in-law.
And all right.
I'm joking, man. It's just because you say it all the time.
Oh, it's horrendous.
Joking.
It's horrendous.
I'm joking.
Well, I hate it, actually.
You're beautiful. I love
might
you.
Start, like, poisoning them with, like, I don't know, protein bars or something.
Saturated fats.
Oh, God, yes.
What's this apple taste? Funny. It's a toffee apple. Just finish it. Yes, finish it now.
Eat the full thing. You've got three more. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Right, ladies first, what's your beef?
My beef with you is that when you write out a card on an occasion.
Right.
I haven't mentioned this, have I? I don't think I have.
I don't think you have.
You forget
we
that you've
spoke
got,
about this.
You forget that you've got a family.
Right.
So we had an argument a couple of weeks ago because we were at a christening of two very good friends of ours.
Yeah.
Their little boy was getting christened. Chris was is a godfather.
You come to me on the day my daughter's to be married and you ask me to do murder.
What you got? Pull your bag in.
No,
I don't
know. It's not good when you do it.
Nah, it's not. It's nowhere near as good.
So I was doing, just to be a pedant, I was doing Vito Corleone. You did Michael Corleone's son.
No idea.
Different guy.
No idea. Can't remember.
Brilliant.
Awful. Haven't even seen the second one.
Great. Well,
couldn't give a shit.
And the quote you did is from the third one
as well. Oh, really? I know it from Sopranos.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So, Christopher is godfather, Cody's godfather. I bought the present and the card because, you know, Chris is a child and can't do anything.
Can't. Busy.
He filled out the card.
Right. I feel
just
like...
just from himself.
No, right. I feel like I've been fucking stitched up here, right? Because you never let me fill out cards or write anything. Like, when we're signing the books and stuff, if someone's like, oh, you know, can you sign the book? It's to Laura or whatever. Mm-hmm. You won't let me even write to Laura all the best because me writing is so bad.
You haven't got very good handwriting.
Honestly... handwriting, I think we should phase it out. I feel like we've gone past it. What year is it? Why are we still writing stuff with our hands?
Are you taking the piss?
No.
Are
I
you
feel
actually...
like should, honestly...
what's wrong with you? You want to phase out?
We should phase
writing.
It out. Phase it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why do you want to keep it?
Honestly, you will be getting sucked off by a robot in 10 years' time. I swear.
Why am I waiting 10 years?
I swear.
Why am I waiting
you
10 years?
You want to phase out.
Phase it out.
Writing.
Surely there must be able to get something where you can just like type it on your phone. Put a little thing on the back of your phone, you know, a little spray thing or whatever, you know, a little printer, little nozzle, and you just type in what you want to do and then just hold your phone above the card and it just goes and it just puts it on the card.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but then what about the day that breaks? Because stuff breaks.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Well,
where's your pens, Chris? Where's your paper?
Threw them all away.
Threw them all away when I got my little ink cartridge.
Yeah.
Dick face. Where are you going to order them from? Oh, I hate.
Somewhere.
You don't want to write things
get
anymore.
Rid of it. Get rid of handwriting. Honestly, I get really, really...
You are.
I have like a panic attack if I've got to write something down. I've tried to look at my old... I remember a while ago.
So
I tried to look at my old comedy notebooks and I was like, I don't know what they say. I mean, mine is atrocious. Do you know, I worked out why my handwriting's so bad as well.
Why?
Do you know, I went to the doctor's when I was younger and she was writing out a prescription and she wrote it really fast and I was like, that's really cool, that. So I focused on speed rather than technique.
Oh my God! I hate you. Oh, it's like when you type on like a keyboard, you're trying to do it so fast that you get it wrong all the time, so you have to go back and do it. I can't believe that, but I can believe it at the same time, because that is so you.
Yeah, saw the doctor. She
used to
go like that and write just really, really fast, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. And yeah, I just focused on getting me writing really
quick
without making it neat.
Oh, God.
And I put my head right down on the paper as well when I write. Does anyone else do this? I'm almost lying down on the bit of paper as I write it, like my head goes right down next to my hand.
You're so weird.
I hate it.
Anyway,
hate it. Right, but yeah, in my defense, sorry, right. You gave me the card and you went, here, fill that card out. And I thought, right, you never asked me to fill cards out. So this must be, because I'm his godfather, this must be just for me. So I wrote a lovely little passage and then I had to quickly write yours and Rafe's and Robin's name on the other side because I didn't leave enough room.
Because I was like, you're his godfather, which is a lovely thing, which is such like a lovely responsibility. I was like, you should write out his card.
Yeah.
Don't forget about your family.
Well, you
know. We're still your family. love. Chris.
Yeah, it was a very personal message Chris. And just me written on.
Chris.
And I had to go on their side. Brackets, sorry, coded me. Whole family are trying to muscle in on this moment between me and you. It's from them as well, I suppose. Close brackets.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, phase out handwriting. Let's let's normalise phasing out handwriting. Let's get rid of it.
Absolutely not. Let's get rid of handwriting. I love a notepad, mate. Yeah. Love a pen and paper.
Hey, don't talk like that. You'll go back. That's, a notepad is a slippery slope back to file of faxes. You've done really well.
I've got to be able to talk about it.
Right.
This is all I imagine. It's like, what's it called? Not a gateway, is it gateway?
Yeah, it's a gateway drug.
Gateway drug.
Notepads are gateways to file faxes. Before you know it, you'll have a big ring binder. There'll be hell on.
Oh, shit.
Have a clipboard. Ah!
Do they still do file faxes?
Stop Googling file of faxes. Oh, no, you're not having just, a file of faxes.
I would really like one.
Walk around like it's fucking Del Boy.
It's my birthday soon.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. They do? Oh, my God, they're quite posh.
Oh
there's an emerald green one. 56 quid!
God.
And they're taking the piss.
Yeah, and there's us.
Quid.
There's us bankrupt. She's shouting 56 quid now, but she's going to look at all the little bits and go, actually, it is quite good value
no,
for money.
No, it's not, actually.
Can I have six of them?
Nah, it's not
what
that
you fucking, what you look for that on? Harrods?
No, it's John Lewis. You don't get anything. Where's all the bits, eh? Where's the paper? There's no paper in it.
You've got to get them separately. First issue's 99 pence, but then it's £4.99 after that.
It is file of fax, pocket inserts, ruled paper.
Wow.
For £1.50, so you've got to buy the paper to go inside.
That's how they get you.
Jip.
It really is like a drugs racket.
It is, I'm telling you. What a jip.
Oh, my beef with you.
Yes.
I realised this yesterday.
What?
You don't let me do... Hmm? Now, let's... Don't get too angry here. Let's just finish what I'm saying, right? You don't let me do anything. The other day, you don't let us do anything, right? I've written it down, so
I don't get
it
wrong. Oh, look, you're looking at your notes, you little pussy!
I sit on my phone, right? That's offensive. I sit on my phone, right? It's like, what are you doing on your phone? Talk to us. Get off your phone. Why? Talk to us, right? I got my Switch out the other day, right? I started playing on my Nintendo Switch.
Ick.
Right.
By the way.
Brilliant.
Ick.
Brilliant.
Want to shag me after you've sat on your computer game? No, thank you. Not 13 anymore, actually.
Well, listen, I just, right, instead of sitting on my phone constantly, I thought, all right, I'll do something where it's a bit interactive. So I sat on my Nintendo Switch, right? On your Switch, get off that, what are you doing? Why have you got that? Can you just put that down, please, and talk? And then you want one little bit you want to talk about, but then I've got to sort of wait and stand to attention in case you've got some other question or thought that I've got to have bombarded at us, right? If I dare to go and put something on the telly that I want to watch, same again, why is this on? Why is it going? Oh, because loads of times I walk in and you're watching Selling Sunset or whatever and I've got to sit and watch it.
No, right, I'll stop you right there.
Right?
Don't you dare, because you will not watch those things with us and you actually make it your mission to get them off.
Right,
so
yeah.
Don't, how dare
then,
you?
Then,
hypocrite.
Listen, then what you do,
hypocrite.
Why, okay, maybe I overstepped the line there, but what you do is you'll go, why is this on? Put something else on. I put something else on, and then I look over and you're sitting on your phone.
Bullshit.
You're not even watching the thing.
Bullshit. That's bollocks.
But that's the
you
thing.
You watched
though.
The USA last night.
I did. Oh, and I didn't. I fucking didn't. I pay for it. Didn't I pay for it? Stomping around the house, you were fuming, absolutely fuming, weren't you? Clomping. Listen, you go and watch your little iPad. There's always something playing, or you got your headphones, mm-hmm. you're podcasting or something. Mm-hmm. You always get their moments. I dare to try and have a little moment of just me on a phone or a screen. You come in.
Come
in. I've
right.
got to be standing to attention.
No.
Not finished. I've got to be standing to attention in this house, constantly ready for action.
Right.
Like a waiter
Bollocks.
In the corner of a restaurant. So I've got to keep eye contact, wait for you to look over and nod and bring another fucking
Bullshit.
Plate of bread over.
Bullshit. You get hours on Minecraft, which you've already said that you'll
with
love.
With our son. I'm parenting.
Whatever. I only ever watch my iPad or listen to podcasts when I'm either getting ready or when I'm cooking.
Or doing the washing.
Or doing the washing.
Or putting clothes away.
Or putting clothes away. All
or making the bed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do some jobs. Do some
sorry.
Housework. You'll get
they
a bit
are,
of time
they are your
to watch
hobbies.
Your things.
They you, are, you love them.
Fuck off.
I'm joking.
How dare you? You get these
get
pockets of time to do these
angry.
Things. It's only whenever I'm doing stuff.
I can't play on
for the family!
I can't play on a Switch while putting stuff away. I need my hands.
Now you need to find something else that you can listen to. Oh, I'm fuming.
I feel this one's backfired.
It's backfired massively. Do you think I just leave you lot and go and watch a programme? Do I shite?
I did find
I'd flippin' love
I did
to
find
do
you
that.
Sitting in the chair in the hall the other day on your phone. I did find you doing that.
I was ordering clothes for our children. Do you know when the kids are going to have holidays? Abracadabra, they're all dressed for the holidays. Okay. Who's got all of those things? Okay. Eh? Muggins here. Who's bought the nappies? Who's bought the swimming nappies?
Oh, you know it's a good argument when they're referring to themselves as Muggins.
Who has bought everything for this holiday? Who booked the holiday? Didn't you make a little claim the other day going, oh, the hotel's got this, got that. Who booked it?
I didn't even know where we were going.
Who booked the blood? I booked the parking at the airport.
Right.
Honestly, I've booked everything. I've booked and done everything. Okay. You've done nothing, Christopher. Okay, you're going to turn up and you're going to have a little pint in your hand, probably at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to look at you with daggers going, we've got two kids, don't get pissed. And you've done nothing towards it. And
you're,
honestly...
Right, listen.
No, I'm not finished. Once upon a time, it was okay, right? Because annoyingly, we slipped into that world of where I didn't have a job and you worked. And I was like, you know what? He goes to work, I'll do everything for the home. And that was the nice compromise. Now, it doesn't work like that anymore because we've both got jobs and we both do as much as each other. So you know what? Right. Step up, Ramsey.
Listen.
Step the fuck up.
Listen to this.
Up.
Listen to me now, right?
I'm done.
I remember...
Don't talk about it,
no, listen to me. I remember just before we started this podcast today... You looked on your computer and you said, I don't really have a beef, so we'll not do beefs. Can I accept that now?
Nah, you've really knocked us there.
Oh, well.
A pocket of time.
Listen, we've got to do a babadoo-bam. We've got to move on, right? We've got to keep this keep it light.
I feel like I got very
Yeah, no, you clapped loud.
Like,
yeah,
what's
you
it called?
Yeah, you referred to yourself. You double muggins to yourself, which I've never seen that happen. I've never seen that happen in real life. It's like a bloody Tina comment, that. A double muggins in.
I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives.
See, you have been watching a lot of it in your free time. Babadooba!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shagged, married, and stop singing over my call to action. Right.
Smelly Annie, welly Annie, chubby. My brother.
It's quite nice. Guys, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Please continue to send all of your horrific and lovely and hilarious things.
They really are, you know. Bravo. Bravo to everyone who sent one in. Right. Hi, Ramses. I have two stories for you. Hopefully, at least one will make you giggle. Fingers crossed. Can't remember if I deleted the first one, but we'll see. I live in the US of A.
The US of A.
Oh, it doesn't say of. Why is that right way to say it? Is it just USA? Or is it US of A?
Sorry, I just want to take a moment here. Is your question, is it USA or US of A? So you think in the Olympics, when it says like GB and like Oz and like all IRE.
Well, no, it just says USA, doesn't it? So it is just USA.
Are you sure? Have you zoomed in on the screen? Is there not a tiny little of in between?
No.
Are you sure? Okay.
But where does that come from then? US of A?
Say it as words.
They say it as a thing.
Say it as words now.
U.S. of A. United States of America.
There you go. That's where it's come from.
But the both. So you can use both.
What do you mean?
I don't know anymore.
What do you mean?
They're from America, right?
No. Let's go back. What do you mean?
Just can you say both? Like, I'm just not made. It's not wrong. It's not completely wrong, is it? U.S. of A.
No.
Okay. Well, you look at us like I was stupid.
Because the question's stupid, not the fact that you're saying it. The question's really stupid.
Anyway, they live in America. Recently started seeing a guy a bit younger than me.
I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. Is it B and B or B and B? Which one's wrong? Do both. It's fine.
Okay. So you can just do both. That's all he could have said.
Well, yeah, because it was the fact that you thought there was a rule.
This is just, honestly, if I was listening to this, I'd have turned off by now.
You probably turned off when you were shouting and clapping earlier on, like a mad person.
Maybe they did. Maybe they clapped along.
Good.
And you guys are a bit younger than her.
So she lives in America. United of States of US.
Yeah. Recently started seeing a guy a bit younger than me. I'm 26 and he's 23.
Fucking hell, that's now. It's really not that Christ. Bad, is it? Is she going to make a big thing of this?
Well, he is fairly mature.
He's 3 years younger than... It's nothing. I suppose if you're 20...
That gap, that age, changes.
I think they're past it a bit. I think they're... Oh, well, no. So, okay.
23 is very different to 26.
Over the hill. Okay, they're just about to go over the hill. So, so 29 to 26 wouldn't be as big a gap as this.
Exactly.
As the same way that 20 to 17 would be fucking gargantuan.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah. I was doing a lot of things differently at 23 than I was at 26. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's fairly mature and ticks a lot of boxes. E.g., has his own business. Nice.
20 fucking 23.
Good for him. Very calm, which is, you know, a nice trait in someone. Has his own house.
Sorry, and why is very calm the second thing she's listed?
She might have probably had a lot of, like...
Like, yeah.
You know, tanked up,
shouty
sort nutters. Of.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Testosterone. Steroidy. Remember lads who do steroids and yeah. they used to just get angry at a night out and you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
someone would go, take steroids, and you go... Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
See, like the same people there all the time and you go, why are they just fucking angry all the time? And you'd be like, oh.
Oh, this is why. Right. So this is a really random little side story. So when you said he takes Roy and kicks off on a night out, all I think of is when we were younger, it was always the lads who went out in a grey, really tight long sleeve t-shirt.
With a cowl neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when me and Carl are on tour and we go to the hotel gym, for a laugh I always say, let's do shoulders and triceps, right? And the joke is, that where it comes from is, two lads from my school, when they were 16, they used to go to Springs in South Shields,
the gym.
Right? And they used to, on a Thursday night or a Friday night, they go quite late, right? So like 6 o'clock, do just shoulders, loads of shoulder weights and loads of tricep weights. So the shoulders and triceps were really bulky. Then get changed at Springs and go straight to the pubs with their long sleeve tight ones. But it was always shoulders and triceps, so I look massive in the pub.
Like,
shoulders and triceps, look massive, shower there, clothes on, straight to the pub.
Rank. Rats. Well, basically,
he's calm, he's got his own business.
He's not on roids. Has his own house. Right. And he actually knows where the clitoris is. So that's good.
Yeah, marry him. This guy sounds amazing.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Great for a 23-year-old, right? Well.
Right.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
There are two things that make me want to vomit in my mouth.
I bet he sounds so perfect. I bet he still fucking breastfeeds or something.
I don't think he's that bad, but he's, yeah. He is a big gym person.
Oh, here we go. Oh, he is on roids.
And eats chicken, broccoli and rice and ketchup blended every day.
Sorry, does she mean blended?
No, I think she just means like mixed up together.
Right.
So chicken, broccoli, rice, which I'm all for.
Yeah.
Ketchup, I would eat it. I do like ketchup. But he eats all that mixed together every day. See, this is, you know,
every
when I'm all, you know.
Day.
You know when I go like, oh, I put on weight and oh, why can't I? That's because I don't eat chicken.
Yeah. Chicken, broccoli
and
rice.
Me a bit of butter. Yeah.
And ketchup.
Yeah, every day.
Oh.
He eats it out of a large metal mixing bowl that he will not wash.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not shaming anyone for getting fit and eating, you know, filling their body with good stuff. Fucking hell, I wish I could do it.
Yeah.
But eat out of it. So it, basically, like a dog.
Yeah.
Like a dog. Like a big bowl with
big
the same meal in it.
Bowl.
With the same meal in it every time and it doesn't get washed.
When I asked him if I could clean it for him because I didn't want him to die of salmonella, he said, oh no, I never wash that bowl. It strengthens my immune system.
He's a fucking maniac. What's his business?
Awful, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Guess how long it's been since he's washed it.
Shut up, man. Right. Someone must have accidentally...
Guess how long it's been
4 months
since he's washed it.
4 months.
Higher.
Shut up. 6.
Higher.
8.
Higher.
10.
Higher.
A year.
11 months.
Fucking
He
Christ.
Hasn't washed this metal bowl for 11 months. I can just see it. I think it's made like another sort of layer of the bowl.
But it'll be, you know, like, so the bits where, like, there'll be bits right at the top that he doesn't scrape off where it's gone.
Oh my God, there's more. Did I mention he also eats his breakfast out of it every day too?
He's got his own business. And he's only got one fucking bowl.
Do you know what his breakfast is?
No wonder he's so calm. He's like a fucking old Labrador. What's
his breakfast is egg whites mixed with rice and cottage cheese.
In the same bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Please tell him that this is vile, and whenever he offers me a spoonful of whatever he's eaten, it makes my vagina dry up like the Sahara Desert.
Oh, from the fucking air, from the history bowl that keeps memories of all the food that's been in it.
It's awful.
Oh my God.
I forgot. It's crusted with chicken bits and ketchup. Oh,
well, you know how hard the little manky bits of ketchup go if they go outside the bottle or something, or they're on the edge of the squirt.
Yes. And ketchup. I love tomato ketchup. Oh. But if you don't wash it straight, it's got a really... strong
it
smell.
Strengthens my immune system.
Horrific, isn't it?
How does he know that? Take some fucking vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh, mate. That's a deliberate biohazard.
Yeah.
Consuming food. Oh.
Terrible, isn't it?
I love the idea that when he gets ill, he's like, but me ball? But I've been eating out me monkey crusty cottage cheese and... Sorry, cottage cheese?
Horrendous.
What was it? Cottage cheese?
Rice and...
chicken. Oh, let's just go over some of the fatal ingredients here. Cottage cheese, which is going to go manky. Chicken, which is going to go fucking disgusting. Ketchup, which is going to be crusty as
egg
anything.
Egg white.
Egg white. Egg whites and cottage cheese for his breakfast.
Yeah. With rice.
Rice for his breakfast. Oh, no pleasure. Have you ever been
to
a restaurant with this man?
I bet he is on roids, you know.
Don't know. He doesn't need to be. Does he ever go to a restaurant?
Chris, it's horrendous. But, you know, people are really strange. So I think she just wants us to tell him, pack it in. Wash your bowl.
Dude, I'm not even going to slag off your food here. Wash your bowl.
Mm.
What's the matter with you?
Maybe he's keep a bit of cutlery that you don't wash. Maybe
no,
that.
No. Just do all that and just fucking, you're eating healthy enough, your immune system will be fine. You don't need to fucking half poison yourself every day. You're a maniac, but you know what it is? I bet you look very good in a long, grey, tight fitted t-shirt. Shoulders and soles and tries before you go to the pub to drink
find
water.
Some glitterous.
To drink water and watch everyone else eat nice stuff.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of dishes.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, right? Hi, Chris and Rosie. When you mentioned the smell of your dishwasher the other week and mentioned salt will fix it, I have to thank you. I've been a student for 5 years and never knew you needed to put salt in a dishwasher.
Phenomenal.
And now our pots don't smell anymore.
Wow.
Thank you.
No worries.
You're welcome.
At all.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Wow. It's just
grim, isn't it?
Just
now, why do these smell so bad?
You've got to put rinse aid in. When they find out about rinse aid, they're going to blow their minds.
Mm.
Rinse aid, salt, and then your little tablet thing. Yeah. The little tablet thing kind of has them stuff in it, but you've got to have salt in it.
You've got to look after it. You've got to look after the dishwasher.
There we go. Just, you know, not all hilarious, not all disgusting. Just a little bit of good housekeeping advice there from Shag My Annoyed.
You're welcome. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Here is a story from my mum as she couldn't write in herself.
Okay.
Not sure why.
Handwriting's probably shite.
She's probably got rid of all the... All the handwriting probably got rid of that.
Well, she's gone the other way. She's got rid of keyboards and things and
oh,
she can
maybe.
Only handwrite.
She's only handwriting.
And we've got no postal address. Yeah.
My mum was relaxing on a spa day, chatting to my auntie in the jacuzzi, when another lady got in with them and started to join in their conversation. Being polite, they included her, but it was a bit awkward.
Right.
Soon she began to tell them her life story, bragging about her family, etc. Not taking the hints that they weren't interested, she continued to talk to them. Her brother, who had a very successful career in the Navy, you know, had recently died, provoking sympathetic responses from my mom and auntie. Mm. This encouraged her to tell them how he died. The big sea got him. Oh, how awful, said my auntie. Could he not swim? Asked my mom.
Fuck me!
Cancer, dear. He didn't fall in the sea.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's mortifying. How do you get over saying that to someone?
Like, so cue the suppressed belly laughter coming from them both. They made their excuses and left. Imagine
fuck.
The big sea.
Obviously, when you said the big sea, my first one was cataracts.
Of course it is.
Because that was what you said on the podcast ages ago. Yeah. Nearly every single interaction I have, conversation I have with anyone, I always play it over backwards in my head and realise I've done at least one embarrassing or stupid or said some stupid thing all the time. I always do it. I wake in the middle of the night thinking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason on the Peloton today, I remembered when I'd went out on a night out. I worked at All Sports and I went out on a night out and the next morning I rang my manager and said at All Sports and said, I'm hungover, is it okay if I don't come in? And he went, no, come in. And I had to go in. And I just sat at the Peloton this morning going, why the fuck did I do that?
Because you're ridiculous.
Yeah.
We met somebody the other week who was in a band and they were saying that they'd done a venue in Leeds.
I was trying, this was a joke. This was painful,
They were talking to me. They were like, we did this venue in Leeds and I was like, oh, wow. And she was like, it's beautiful. And she went to you, have you ever done it? And you went, we do arenas. And I was like, oh my God.
So that's not what I was talking about. So that I have been agonizing. Agonizing was the word I was looking for. I've been agonizing over that for ages.
Why did you say it?
You weren't there for the conversation we had beforehand about how some venues are beautiful and some venues are cavernous spaces. It was a reference to the venue being a cavernous space. She didn't get it. You didn't get it. I felt like a fucking cunt going on 5 or 6 days now.
Yeah, you sounded horrendous. Because
she kept saying all these beautiful venues. And my point was, we just do these, you know, until all the stuff's in, they're just empty fucking boxes. I felt like being sick, and I have felt ill for days. Wow,
but don't say it then.
I can't help it. It comes out of my face. Sometimes trying to make a joke, and it comes out wrong.
It's not
I sound like a fucking dick, and I'm agonizing. I've been doing about
luckily, and I kind of think our friends.
Our friends are okay. Yeah, my friend. I'm okay. I'm not meeting any new friends in a hurry, but yeah.
You're kind of safe.
Yeah.
But when we meet new people and you say stuff, I'm like, oh, please
didn't mean
do
it
not
like
even.
That. I didn't mean it like that. But it's one of them things shit. Where I say stuff and then. But my point is, if I had said to someone, if they said the big C got him and I said, could you not swim and she went, no cancer, I think I would actually have died in that moment. I would have just slowly slid down into the jacuzzi. And disappeared and never came back up. Incredible.
Can I quickly just take this minute, though, to tell you, I told you about Kelly, didn't I? My friend Kelly, I had this sleepover the last week, mm-hmm. which went very well, thank you very much. We had a lot of fun. The morning after,
yeah.
I was making everyone teas and coffee, and I said to Kelly...
So hold on. Yes, this is just to preface this, right? You sometimes have a go at me for being what you would call, you'll say I'm a bit of a dickhead or whatever, right? And uh-huh. Sometimes I'm a bit too blunt and it's me life and me job and the way I've sort of had to act for years. Sometimes I am a bit too blunt with people and I'll say things like, you know, someone will make us a coffee or tea and I'll be like, oh God, no. And I think, oh, I sound a bit rude there. Mm-hmm. There's another level to being rude, and it's what Kelly did here.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what you said.
So, and Kelly is just
so lovely.
Gorgeous soul.
The most lovely person.
She's busy doing stand-up comedy at the minute.
She started doing stand-up,
and I think she's going to be great.
Even though I told her, as I tell all new comedians, stand-up's full, don't do it. Go home, door shut. We're full.
You're going to be good. You're going to be doing arenas, the lot. off at our coffee in the morning, everyone was like, I'll have a coffee, milk, you know, sugar, blah, 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 whatever. I went to Kelly. I went, how do you take your coffee? And she went, just however you do. And yeah. Trying to be dead
madness.
Well-mannered.
Absolutely
how
madness.
How do you want your coffee, Kelly? Just however you have it. I went, black with too sweet. And she went, oh, God, no. So would you like it a certain way? She went, oh yeah, I'll have it. I love milk, please.
Yeah.
I was like, just here, you wanted milk and
I'm see, so that's the other that's the other end of the spectrum. See that, because you're somewhere in the middle of that. That was crazy what she did. And I'm the other
cute.
End of the spectrum. I mean, I'm not a total bastard, but I can be sometimes slightly a little bit blunt, especially if I'm a bit flustered and I don't think. And I'm not a horrible person, I do feel bad about it later, but you're the kind of person, your meal will come in the restaurant. And your meal could be the totally wrong thing and you'll fanny on with it for a while until the waiter comes and goes, is everything all right? And you go, actually, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm, no, it's actually wrong. Whereas Kelly would have ate it.
Yeah.
Even if it killed her.
Vomited later.
Yeah. And I would, as he put it down, literally go, fuck's that, mate. That's what I ordered.
Yeah.
But not in a horror, like it just comes out of my face. So there's the three levels of it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh God, love it. So funny. Oh God, no. Oh God, no. I love milk, please.
So you specifically want your coffee exactly how you would like it, not how I would like it. Honestly.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, we were watching the episode of your TV show, available on iPlayer.
Oh, yeah, it's all available on iPlayer if you want. I've got loads of clips I've got to put out on social media, but I can't be asked.
Oh, have I got them?
Yeah, they're in their email somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
When I'm finished.
I stopped reading emails a good week ago, like, I'm not going to lie. I watched the episode with the man on it. It goes where I go, who had the little nail care kit full of earwax.
Yeah, legend.
Yeah. To our surprise, my mum piped up and said that it didn't seem that unusual and that earwax wasn't that bad.
Wow.
We were somewhat confused as to why she thought this wasn't anything less than insane and pressed her as to why she was okay with this. This led to her revealing that sometimes, when she's out and about, she will pluck out a nice big glob of earwax and proceed to rub it into her lips as a handy substitute for lip balm.
No! You are kidding me.
Like she lives on a desert island.
That Can you imagine seeing someone do that in public?
No, it stinks as well. You imagine going to like kiss somebody who's just got earwax on their lip.
I haven't seen you for ages. There's a big smudge of me earwax on your cheek, geez, Brenda. That's horrendous, that, like. I'm not having that, like.
Yeah. She saw no problem with this and said, and I quote, "It's just oils, isn't it? Healthier than Nivea cream, probably."
Brilliant. Wow.
Apparently, she's always done this and claims it works a treat.
Fucking hell.
So there you go. Waste not, want not, eh?
That, honestly, you imagine, like, can you imagine sitting opposite someone on train and they're just going out of their ear and they just get a big blow, just earwax out, and they just think and they just put it around their ear? I would, honestly, I'd pull that fucking emergency stop thing on the train, the lever, and I'd get the man and I'd go, get this fucking murderer off
it's
this train.
It's bad, like, it is bad.
That's rotten, that, mm-hmm. Like. So I just, worst case scenario, can you just imagine, like, you're out with that person, you don't know they do it, and then... You know, you've got like, oh, you know, we'll get a glass of wine each. Oh, I've got a red. What have you got? Oh, can I have a taste of yours? There's a fucking earwax lip.
Well, what about present. What about if you're sat and you're like, someone got any lip balm? She's just like, oh, he's a little finger on it. Yeah,
you got any lip balm? I'll have a check.
I'm all out, sorry.
Horrendous. That's awful. That I would lose all respect for my mother if she said that. That's just the worst.
Same. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
So I was in the kitchen boiling some pasta for my lunch with my now husband. The conversation somehow got onto how easily he can pull out his arsehole hairs. As it always does in our kitchen.
One.
Aren't people rotten, man?
One, how did it get there? Two, what an incredible thing to brag about. Oh, dead easy me, like, yeah. Oh, straight out. I don't even feel it. Oh.
He stuck his hand down his pants and showed me some hairs as
in
proof.
In the kitchen? In the kitchen?
It says in brackets, so he showed them as proof. I was weirdly impressed.
Wow.
Horrendous. He jokingly dangled them above my boiling pasta, pretending he was going to drop them in. He saw the look on my face. He smirked and then actually dropped them in.
No!
I squealed, "Oh my God, why would you do that?" I've never heard him laugh so hard. Long story short, I ate the pasta. I was hungry. I was hungry and times are tough with the price of food. I often wonder...
Not that fucking tough.
I often wonder whether I actually consumed them or whether they went down the drain with the water. We'll never know. That's great. That is grim.
That's made me really sad. Right, to get scientific here.
Yeah.
The boiling water would have
cleaned them, yeah.
Most germs and dirt would have disappeared with the boiling water. Little bits of fecal matter might have been sort of, you know, bleached clean of germs by the boiling water. But then...
Hairs are minging, though.
Is it
though.
Weird that it's worth... It depends on what kind of pasta it is.
What do
so
you
if
mean?
It's like spaghetti, I suppose it's, you know, you could... Oh, no, because if it's spaghetti, it's going to be like tangled round one. But
oh,
if it's,
geez, no,
you know,
I'm
the
sorry,
ones, you know,
I could
the one
not
that the
it.
Pasta that looks like little sort of cups, do you know what I mean?
If it got
it's
in, the like shell
in one,
ones.
The shell ones, if it's just in one of them.
Hair to me is nah. Like, I can't deal. Do you know when I have to wash the like the plug hole in the shower,
oh,
right? And
horrible.
It's my hair, yeah. But I'm like cockling, it's so
getting
bad.
A hair in a meal is the worst thing ever when you know it's the hair, the head from one of the waiters. I honestly don't think I could go on living with someone if they put their arse hair in my pasta.
If he'd have done that to me,
I'd have thrown the water.
Yeah, I'd have thrown the boiling water on him.
The boiling water,
yeah.
And I'd be in prison for
yeah.
Aggravated assault / attempted murder. But I suppose I would, Your Honour, he put a handful of his arse hairs moments, Your Honour, uh-huh. After bragging how easily he could remove his arse hairs, he put a handful of his arse hairs in the pasta.
He's a danger to society.
Yeah,
lock him up.
I've done everyone a favour.
Throw away the key.
Lock him up. If you have it right, you don't have this is going to blow your mind. Because I've
what,
never
arse hair.
Yeah, you don't have like arse hair like what a man.
Not
would
not
have.
Really. Like I think I've got some hair there, but it's not like thick and that.
More than I need to know. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
it's very fine.
Okay, good.
But there's hair everywhere on your body, isn't there?
Yeah, but very you won't fine. Have like arse hair like what blokes have.
No.
Now I don't know how many blokes in the world have experienced this. I assume it's quite a few because everyone I've asked it has happened to.
Oh God.
If you don't know about this, it's going to blow your tiny little mind.
What? Wait, win it.
Not win it. So I remember once.
Please blow my tiny little mind, did you just say?
Yeah.
Well, that's awful.
Oh, sorry.
Blow Your Mind would have been device. No,
doesn't have the same ring. Doesn't have the same ring. Doesn't have the same ring.
It's really awful. Blow Your Tiny Little Mind.
Right, may I refer you back to US of A? I don't want to get to, it's weird because we hear dirty stuff on the emails and stuff, but I don't want to get to it. So once, this is a phenomenon that can happen now and then with us here, right? Oh, once Jesus. I went out for a run years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I got in from my run, and I bent down to take my shoes off, and I got like a stabbing pain at me, like back me arse crack, like outside the bum.
Okay.
Like a stabbing pain, but it was like
was it a knot?
Both sides of the crack, yeah.
Don't even, was it
so you can get, knot? The hair was attached across. Honestly, I was like, what the hell is it? And I was like
a tat.
And it was like attached across the arsehole.
That's what I'm saying, a tat. So you get like tats in your hair.
Like a bridge.
Oh my God.
Like a bridge from one arse crack to the other, from one side of the arse crack to the other side of the arse crack. If I'd shat, right, I would have split that bit of shit in half, like that string that you cut the cheese with at the supermarket. And I said to a few of my mates, I was like, has that ever happened to you? And they're like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is.
Isn't that the worst thing ever? Hasn't happened for years.
That is so disgusting.
Isn't that really horrible? Really horrible.
Why is it disgusting though?
I don't know.
There's something, it's just...
It was the pull of both of them.
Trim your arse hair.
Don't you tell me what to do. How dare you?
Shouldn't you just trim your arse hair? Do you not ever, is that not a thing?
I was when I was younger, wasn't it? I don't want to say it on the podcast, but you know, it's all in control down there now.
Good.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
There are no more
arse hair. Like, there is no lots more of arse hair bridges. On a man is not nice.
There is no more bridges across the arse.
Oh, jeez. That is... Oh, my God.
Yeah, you stood up and ran around the room. Yeah, that
because that really took us... Because it's something I'd never thought could happen in a million years.
Yeah. I'm just good now. I should have whipped them up and hide them straight in some pasta.
God. That is funny. How's it took you 175 episodes to tell us that?
Oh, sorry, love. It never came up.
Ow! Do you listen to this podcast?
We haven't really talked in depth about arse hair. There you go.
Well, hey, I'm glad. I'm glad we got it out in the open finally. See? Thank you.
And look at that. We've still got secrets from each other.
Oh, God. Could have kept that a secret, actually.
Nah, everyone needs to know that. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you for listening to Open Up About Your Arse Hair Anonymous.
Really
enjoyed. We've enjoyed having you here. Safe space. Come back next week where we'll be talking about pubic lice and
all
that kind of stuff.
No one at all.
Arse Hair Anonymous, sponsored by Acast, part of the Creative Network. What is it?
This is Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network. There we go, I said it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Jeez. I honestly think, you know what? I think I have actually blown your tiny little mind with that. So there you go.
Arsehole tats. I'm just something I never thought was a thing.
Arsehole tats.
Great.
There we go. I'd be very surprised if we get to call this episode Arsehole Tats, but you never know. We always name them afterwards. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Thank you for coming back. As always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com, and we'll be back in your ears next week. Bye.
See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.